get to Ecclesiastes and we did not.
The idea that before God there's fear and trembling, that's hard to, you know, people don't like that. You don't like to have fear and trembling. And that's why we're doing it. We get used, you know, get set in our ways about any given thing, and then pretty soon, you know, it's no longer. But it always is. So let's, did I say go to Daniel?
You did.
Daniel 6. Wow. There's a spot on my table. I hope that's the only place there's a spot.
You got everything else but that spot.
All right, Daniel, let's start in Daniel 6, verse 1. Daniel has just been summoned and he gave the interpretation, a bunch of stuff. And then he saw, well, let's go, I'm going to, there's one thing that always is interesting. Well, let's start in verse 5. 20. This Daniel is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. And then when it's 20, it says, but when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts. And his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men. And he hath appointed over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast thou not humbled thine heart, though thou knowest all this, but hath lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass and iron, wood and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all the ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was the heart of the hand, then was the part of the hand sent from him, and his writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Remember, that's when he saw the hand writing on the wall. And this was the writing. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balance and art found lacking or wanting. Paris, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in Babylon. And that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. And it pleased Darius to set over the king, over to the kingdom, 120 prophets who should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, and the princes might give accounts unto them that they should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king sought to set him over the whole realm. And the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault for as much as he was faithful. Neither was there any error found in him. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said unto the king, "King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes and the counselors and captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or any or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. And now, O king, establish the decree. Sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the lot or law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks to his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake in before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, "This thing is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." Then answered they and said before the king, "That Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day." You know what? This is going to take too long. Go down to he got out of that. He got out of the trouble eventually. And then it says, let's go down to 20. And this is Daniel talking to the king. "My God sent his angels and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and as also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad. Now you remember that this is like they threw Daniel into the den of lions because he broke the king's decree, and the lions ended up, you know, I don't know, but it's like licking his face and being like pet cats before him. And then in verse 24, and the king commanded, and they brought these men which had accused Daniel, and cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or they came at the bottom of the den. The king Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. And I make this decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be removed or destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth. He worketh signs and wonders in heaven and earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of the Darius. Now the whole idea of this is that it may not look like that. How can I say this? I'm still back on the whole mystery of declaration of the mystery of God. And you can never make, how can I say this? Each one of us, if we believe, have an obligation before God to share what we believe to those in our life. And in doing so, nothing may seem like it's working. You may get thrown into the lion's den. Whatever it is, the end result will be that the people that are harassing you with because of it will end up seeing, and they will fear and trembling at the name of God. I mean, this thing about we are called as watchmen. Let's go to Ezekiel. I think it's Ezekiel chapter 3. Yeah. Now hear this in light of this, what we just read. That's what was the idea, that because of Daniel's faithfulness, those around him were in fear and trembling, not from him, but from God. Now, I don't want to preach on this again, but I wanted to read this once more. Chapter 3, verse 18. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked one, or the wicked, from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. No, this hasn't changed from Ezekiel's time. And then let's go on. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when the righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him. He shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he hath warned, and thou hast delivered thy own soul. Now, the most difficult thing about the gospel that has been since Christ's death and resurrection is that in order to find God, you have to die. That is, without question, the most... The thing that will give you the most trouble from people is that statement. Now, if you don't tell anybody, then you haven't warned the wicked. And their blood shall be on your hand. Now, that's got to have some place to put the fear of God in you. It can't be just smoothed over. This isn't a private gospel. Amen? All right. Well, let's try to some reproduction here. All right, let's go one more real quick. Real quick. Yeah, we did. Let's go to Ephesians 6. Verse 4, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your... It just means if you work for somebody, it's the same thing as being a servant in the context of this. Servants or workers, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto God, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Now, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. Now, that's another fear and trembling. It's well, you need to go, so we'll stop there, and I will continue on this tomorrow. But consider these things deeply. Amen. Take a big guy.